from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Final hour, Gresh and Fourier here on this Tuesday. Oh, boy. You can tell it's a summer because the X Games is on.
Oh, is
Fourier, what's your favorite X Games event?
It's funny. I think it was the motorcycle guys that jump the motorcycles. They have the tricked out
like motocross type deal.
No, but not the actual race. But they take the motorcycle, the motocross bike, and then they do all these crazy ass jumps.
Interesting.
I thought this was like old, like they were just doing like a replay or something like that. But this is actually going on right now.
Yeah. It's either going on right now or this is maybe a replay from yesterday. Yeah, this girl competing in the skateboard is 10.
Not surprised.
10 years old.
Like all these events are now at the Olympics.
So this,
skateboarding is at the Olympics.
So the X Games is putting on stuff that would be in the Olympics? And so they're doing it with no Olympians?
Well, no, this is their normal...
It started the very first one of these they ever did was in Providence and Newport,
really?
Rhode Island. Oh, yeah.
The very first one way in Providence,
Rhode
Island.
In fact, how about this? They had in front of the Providence Place Mall, they ended up setting up a part of the X Games right there in one of the early ones.
Really?
Like Jack Edwards was calling it and stuff like that.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding.
Really?
This is, well, I mean... Would they start that early 90s or like 2000
was this like,
or something?
When ESPN2 first came out and everybody on set was wearing leather jackets because they wanted to let everybody know how cool they were.
But
we don't wear suits on the deuce.
I'm with you. 1995 it started, the X Games.
Okay.
I don't think ESPN sold the X Games concept to somebody else who runs it, but they still air it. They started, I think maybe, and I might be wrong on this, the first one might have just been in Newport, Rhode Island, and then they split it and did Newport and then moved some in Providence. And
okay.
Yeah. But no, I'm looking at children. Who are skateboarding?
I guess that's the only
14-year-old won gold in that event.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Imagine how much time you got to spend just riding your skateboard.
Like, unless you're
good at it. I did it for like 8 years, and I was not good at it.
Wait, did you really?
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's
what
the
is this?
No, the race I need to see is now Chicken Nick on a skateboard at 60 yards with Fourier speed walking 40.
Oh, that's easy. I'd mob Christian.
Yeah, I mean, so you're not that bad then if you're braggadocious
I could do some tricks. I couldn't do what they do.
Yeah, you're not doing the triple Lindy. I get it, but good grief. You know what I mean? Like. There you go. Gresh read about the X Games. They came into the hospital to visit me when I was in Children's Hospital. There you go.
Wow.
That's right. Yeah. No, it's
look at that.
It had a long history. And then they started to be like, oh, people are bidding on this. And, you know, the state of Rhode Island was like,
if we can't
we got to put money into bridges. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If we can't take advantage of the situation, we don't want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we got to make sure the mayor who ran Providence into the ground gets into Congress. Yeah. It's like, good Lord.
Okay, I didn't ask for it.
I didn't either. I was only making a comment.
I mean,
it is the time of year where you flip on the TV and you're like, oh, yeah, here's.
You need something during All-Star Weekend coming up next week.
Oh, brother, you know what? I got 4 rounds of golf.
Well, I guess it ended 2 weeks ago. So
what was that?
It ended 2 weeks ago.
This is
replay.
Yeah, so, well, I guess this is all you got then now with all the I'm sure there's got to be NBA Summer League. Oh, yeah, there you go. Spurs are going against China tonight in the Summer League at 8 o'clock.
Oh, you do have a game tomorrow. You have Canada versus USA.
Oh, in the Olympic warm-ups?
Whatever they call it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not do X game talk. I'm sorry.
No,
Phil,
I'm with you.
Paul,
yeah, Phil and Paul. I didn't know it was going to. I didn't know it was going to run amok.
We've already got the answers.
Well, I know that we need to laugh at some NFLers, and this will be, ladies and gentlemen, a Gerard Mayo free segment. Since we're going to laugh, we just want to let people know. I've kind of railed on Joe Burrow. Because Joe Burrow's been the one that, as the NFL has said, sure, we'd love to go to 18 games, and we'd love to do this, and we'd love to do that. Joe Burrow has been the first one to come out and say something dumb. And now we have more proof. To where...
Well, one thing he said was dumb, and the other one I think he said was actually pretty intriguing.
So it's at least discussable then?
It's I think we're split on these two comments.
Joe Burrow's pitch for the perfect 18-game NFL schedule. Here's what he said.
How many games are we playing?
You tell me.
18.
18? Got to have 2 bye weeks.
I like
that. And I think it'd be cool to do a normal bye week schedule that it is now. Like, have it spread out. But then, like, week 13, do, like, the Pro Bowl break. Where you're doing like the 7-on-7 and all the skills challenges like the NBA does, because I think that would get more ratings for the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
And then it would also give everybody that bye week going into like the last 6 games of the year.
Smart. Were they saying that? Why is that smart? Tell me why is that smart?
I have no idea.
About it?
People just want to do it. Well, because the second bye week has been talked about so much that I think, oh, of course you do that. And be like, no. Here's the thing.
The perfect schedule, by the way, was 16 games.
A second bye week on an 18-game regular season should be automatic anyway.
I know. Like, oh, well, what a great idea, Joe.
Right. The owners are going to be like, how do we get through the season? Here's the thing. Here's why Joe Burrow is an idiot. Great football player. Idiot when it comes to business. What he said is what the owners want. He's saying where the owners are like,
just giving it to
them. We'll give them the second bye week.
This is why they'll do it.
Because they're not smart enough to say we should expand the rosters. He's playing right into the owners' hands. The owners are like, hey, how can we do this without really raising costs? Another bye week? Great. Not a problem. If Joe Burrow said, which he should do, Well, then maybe we need to expand the game day rosters and rosters so that we know we have enough bodies to get through a season. That would have been an answer that would have shown the guy can think a little bit, other than looking cool, which he does, and a good football player. But it would also show that the NFLPA has kind of talked to their guys and said, hey, dum-dums, stop banging away on a bye week. That's small potatoes. Shake the trees on let's either get more money for players in doing this or add jobs. Because as you all get older, it will keep you in the league longer.
No, my answer would have been...
What was yours?
The perfect schedule is what we used to have and what they forced us to have now. There is not a chance in hell that I am playing 18 games at any point in time in my life.
Wow.
I am going to make it seem like the most ridiculous thing in the world. Over my dead body, will I ever accept 18 games?
That's
ever.
Even and you and I are saying the same things. We're saying them differently. Yeah. But we're on the same page in terms of the physically, these guys aren't going to make it. And you only have one team that gets a bye. So now you're going from an 18-game regular season where week 18 might be optional or it might not, and then you're going right into playoff football. So you could have some guys who, let's say on an 18-game regular season, they get a bye in week 4 and week 12. So you got 13 through 18, and then you go right into the playoffs. And if you go to the Super Bowl, you'll get the bye week before the Super Bowl. But yeah, otherwise, you're playing like 14 in a row.
I thought that was, I was thinking that the dumbest thing they were talking about was this whole take a mid-year break. And so you're going to like, you're going to try to like, you know, have a dead period in the middle of the season when you're competing with already decided, if you've let the NBA know, you've let college football know that you are taking over officially. Like, you're going to own every single major holiday. You're going to own January. You're going to own the entire Christmas vacation, Thanksgiving, everything. And then you want to force the guys by giving them an extra bye week and then telling them to show up in Orlando and play flag football? Not a chance in hell.
And I think that's the next part of this, the league-wide Week 13 bye.
Oh, it's so stupid.
And
I
then play the Pro Bowl.
Every other Big Four sport does it.
It's stupid.
Every single one of them does it.
Do you think they do it right?
No.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's stupid. Every other sport does it, and you're saying that it shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't. It's a non-starter.
What do you mean? Because the basketball does it in hockey?
Yeah.
They're dumb.
No, it's a non-starter. Plus, you're in the throes of what is the regular season at a critical point in time.
It's just to me, you're going to shut down the season. So and then you're going to focus in on an irrelevant all-star game that you've been trying to fix for years. And you think that it's going to help ratings by having that game, which nobody gives a crap about anyways, and you're going to put it in the middle of one of the most important seasons of the year?
Do you know what week 13 of this season would fall on?
It's in like the Thanksgiving Christmas area.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, that's stupid.
Right.
So dumb.
So it makes no sense.
That's my point. So shut up, Joe Burrow.
I mean, and the whole, you know, they're gonna instead of Thanksgiving, instead of the Thanksgiving tradition that the NFL has made big money off of, we're instead gonna play a Pro Bowl.
It's like no one
will pay attention to
the fact that they had Joe Burrow basically in his own stupid way, kind of co-sign on the whole idea.
Right.
To me, I would be it's a non-starter. It's a non-starter for you to talk about 18 games.
Here's another thing quickly on the whole, like, because Nick brings up a fair point, as much as we jumped all over him on the whole.
When would every other sport like, have their all-star game?
But here's the thing. The Major League Baseball all-star game meant something. The NBA all-star game at one point in time meant something. The Pro Bowl never meant anything. So the NFL is trying to save something that was never really a thing to begin with. I can remember Magic Johnson having a moment after he announced that he has HIV and he ends up playing in the All-Star game. Remember, I think it was Isaiah Thomas gave him the kiss on the cheek because Karl Malone was like, I don't want to play with that guy.
But that guy's mouth is bad.
Right, but there have been, my God. There have been, but that's the thing is that the NFL would be trying to save something that never was.
That's why.
At least in the other All-Star games, there was something there. There was meat on the bone. It was at least interesting at one point
so,
in time.
So agree on this one.
So
let's do the next one after trending because this next comment from Joe Burrow, I actually think, is the more intriguing of the two.
Mm.
And I'm leaning towards agreeing with them for adult reasons.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, we'll get to that. And should you be able to showboat a little bit? We'll get to that.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
We regret to inform you that Andy Hart will be on the show tomorrow.
That was mean. I'm sure he'll be filled with attitude and opinions. That's two things he's got, attitude and opinion.
You think he'll be a little short with us?
I think he'll be a little tight, little mean, little irritated, little obnoxious.
A little.
Little. Emphasis on little. Why don't they get mad when you say a little fella?
I don't know.
They get mad are you even they allowed big
to,
boy?
Are you even allowed to say the word fella anymore? Have they eradicated that from the English language or something
who
like
be,
that?
Who would be upset well, about being called a fella?
Because you can't say, because they're, what would be like the female equivalent of fella?
Lady?
Is it really like, you know,
Miss Lady?
Fellas and gentlemen? Like, I don't know, fella, you know what I mean?
Good question.
Ladies what's and the, fellas? Like, it just doesn't, yeah, I don't know.
Toots.
Toots? That would work. Good luck getting away with that one.
Toots and fellas, everyone rise for the national anthem. I mean, it's just pretty funny, but no, I just figured that that would be a, or like an old head word that would be frowned upon or something. $10 Shake said gals. That's it. There you go. Gals and fellas, gather around as we're about to go through talking about taunting in the NFL. Joe Burrow was asked about taunting, and he had a very interesting answer.
I think if you're getting paid to play football, you can taunt. I'm all for not taunting in college and high school, but yep. Once you get paid to play, I think we should be able to taunt, and nobody's going to get their feelings hurt. Like, we're all big boys.
Stop mm-hmm. it.
We're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And if you're in the locker room and you hear the stuff we say to each other in there, it is a million times worse than like pointing at a guy and being like, ah, first down, you yeah. know? You don't see all like the little interactions that you have with other players throughout the game that can kind of build tension. And so people are talking shit the whole game that you don't see. And so when you make a play on that guy, just like if you're playing backyard basketball and somebody's talking shit to you, you're going to taunt that guy if you score on him.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. See, there is, first of all, just quick update. College players are getting paid now.
They are
100% getting paid.
But they're still not allowed to taunt under NCAA rules.
So they're still going to pay them like professionals, but keep them under this amateur status.
They'll get a little bit of money.
It's a moving line.
I don't know about the
moving target.
You know what it is? When people say the college kids are paid like professionals, that's where I'm like,
Well, not as much as professionals, but yeah. they're getting paid
some of
to
them
play
are.
Football.
Right. But the overall point is Joe Burrow is pro taunting at the pro level.
Okay.
Which can't happen.
Why? Why can't it happen?
He said a word in there that is a major assumption.
What was that?
Adults.
We're all adults here?
Supposedly. Yeah. Allegedly.
We can handle it. We're all adults.
You've been in an NFL locker room. 5 different ones over the course of your career. With different makeups and different people. And let me just ask you this. How many times did a domino game get a little contentious because somebody had the best smack talk? Or out on the field during practice when Rodney Harrison was running around trying to hit people for real? Was that, were you adults then? Or was it, F you, I'll fight your ass and you're in practice? That's the thing. Joe Burrow assumes that he is surrounded in a league full of men who are adults. And I would dare argue that about half of them have the emotional maturity of children.
Well, then they would be penalized for acting out.
Or you just maybe don't allow people to go down that road because you could end up with Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree snatching each other's chains, trying to punch
exception
each other
to
and
the
all
rule.
That.
Like, it's, there's always one, right? And or was it Odell Beckham Jr.?
Odell Beckham Jr. Ended up having an issue or something like that.
Josh Norman.
Josh Norman. That was epic. Okay.
And
they're
Corbin
both great.
Finnegan and but, Andre Johnson.
Yeah, but.
Oh, no, that's another good one. Ooh, we should rank
this. Oh, that is good. On principle.
Finnegan got his butt.
I don't. On principle, I don't disagree with. Hey, you're pros, you should be able to handle it. I just think it's a big assumption for Joe Burrow to say, we're all adults here, we're not going to get our feelings hurt. Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, and I would say...
I know you're pro. Well, I know you're all for this.
No. Well, I do think it's like, you know, like once you let the cat out of the bag, it's like, you know, or you can't unring a bell.
That's a good point. If they take the restrictions off, yeah, this is going to run wild.
But I do think they're a little bit too tough on this rule. Like, it's they need
to let some of it go. This is what's crazy about the NFL. Like, they could, at one point in time, they were penalizing you for touchdown celebrations.
Yes.
Then they encouraged,
yep,
choreographed touchdown celebrations. If you sack a quarterback, you should be able to do a sack dance. You should be able to gloat. I don't see any problem with if you intercept it. It's just, I feel like they're too tough and the rules are too stringent and there's no wiggle room whatsoever other than, because I remember we used to do the throat slashing gesture.
That's out of everything. They don't even do that in WWE anymore.
That went on for a while. Until it was like, oh, it's kind of like crass, and it's kind of like, I mean, do we really need to do that?
Well, the league also was like, hey, guys, isn't there something better we can do than
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and I get that, and I was fine with it, but the talking smack, you suck, whatever, spike in the ball. Like, if you sack the quarterback, call it the Mark Gastineau rule. You can do a little dance. You can, like, you don't, not just like the, hands up in the
air.
Like
what Matt Judon does.
But why not? If you could do a choreographed celebration in the end zone that sometimes it feels like they let it go on forever and slow the game down, a dude gets a sack and the play is dead. If the play is dead a touchdown is in because the play is dead.
Now, here's where
clock stops.
And here's where coaches also pull their hair out because, again, you're asking the supposed adults that we all love to watch every Sunday to think in the moment of, oh, I just made a big sack on third down. I need to bust out my sack dance while the play clock is winding down. And I have to call a timeout because, again, I have alleged adults.
I think that would help. That would happen less than you think. And there, of course, there will be some dude that doesn't recognize that the receivers only ran 5 yards and they're already lined up. And you're still, like, doing the worm, behind the line of scrimmage.
Right.
Right? You're doing, kid in play.
But in all seriousness, though, doesn't a part of this come down to if you did want to taunt? It would be figuring out which plays are celebratable. Guy makes a tackle on third down, on third and 14, safety ran through the line of scrimmage on a run play because you knew they were giving up and made a big tackle for a one-yard loss on third and 14, and the guy gets up and acts like he just ended up stopping Walter Payton on the goal line to the Super Bowl.
Here's an example. Guy catches the ball. Guy tackles him, receiver jumps up, stares down at him, disrespects him. I don't see anything wrong with that.
As you're moving along,
I don't see any problem with it.
I don't have a huge issue with that either.
If the guy pushes you and punches you, well, he's the dope. He is the dope, not you. You beat him at his job. So if you decide to kind of stick it to him in a way, I don't see anything wrong with it. You can't, point your finger. There used to be a time where
you couldn't point.
You
right,
could point
right.
in his face, and guys were doing that, and that, listen, you're asking for trouble.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I just don't know if there will be enough guys that would know what kind of the unspoken line would be if you just said, go ahead and taunt all you want. That's why the rules were very specific on the scoring plays. Because there was the stop down. There is the celebration that is for TV in a lot of ways. And it also, I don't want the game to not be entertaining. But I don't know if we can blanket across the board, trust 32 head coaches to manage it and 1,700 players to keep the celebration / taunting within reason.
I mean, but to Joe Burrow's point, you're always going to have this challenge of, teaching college players that you have now transitioned into the real world. This is a job / career. Like, if it's a job, if it's 2 years or less, it's a career if you can make it to 5 years, right? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I would kind of equate it. So this is your career. This is what you do for a living. Do you want to keep your job? Do you want to keep your livelihood? Then don't be an idiot. Listen, don't jump on the Xerox machine and photocopy your butt at the Christmas party. You're a dope.
What about my balls?
Even worse.
Okay.
Probably worse.
How about both?
Definitely worse.
Okay.
Don't do either. It's like, this isn't something that shouldn't be in the handbook,
But to your point, it is like the equivalent of that at a normal business, like a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah.
They have these rules and regulations. Hey, don't photocopy your balls and your butt. Don't do it.
Oof. Jeez, I wouldn't have done it if you would have put it in the handbook.
Do I have to tell you to do that?
I was just about to put it in a company email. Oh, what do you mean? I can't take pictures of my junk and send it to everybody in the office.
Now, is there a fine line to all of this? Because I think one thing we need to remember is Joe Burrow is looking at things through the view of a quarterback, to where it's going to be, oh, the running back will celebrate when they score, or I can go celebrate with them. Or if there's a safety that I hate, like remember Anthony Smith with the Steelers, Brady ran right up to him and was like, checkmate MF, and then turned around and ran away. That's pretty damn good. And one of the moments that we really, but imagine if the governor were off on that. Now, Tom Brady ain't going to cross the line. Others might. And then you start to get into the whole retaliation thing, and a lot of people are sending in, fine, how about no penalty yards, and then just do fines for excessive taunting. That's a disaster waiting to happen. You have to be able to adjudicate it on the field, because the other thing you're doing, too, is making it harder on the refs. But is there a way for the NFL to take the rule in place that does allow celebration and things of that nature, and for them to maybe slowly expand on it a little bit? Because I feel like if you give, on the whole, 1,500 or 1,600 players the ability to taunt with no repercussions, you're setting yourself up for a bad Sunday at the office.
You know, they used to be able to, all these rules were not in the league years ago, and the league got along fine.
Yeah, it did.
It was fine. Nobody was, there were nobody in all my years covering it, playing it, and everything. I've never seen an altercation end up in the tunnel after a game because somebody was mad at the other guy. I've heard guys talk about it.
Okay.
But it's never happened.
But, and this came up the other day from a Washington, the former Commanders tackle, saying that there was, you know, the orders were to go out. I can't remember what the other team was. Well, the Saints are popping into my head. But there was like kind of the given orders of, hey, you can go out and hurt people today. We're okay with that.
Okay, but that's totally different.
But that also didn't happen in your era.
Of course it did.
No, but what I'm saying,
we had bounties before. It was like a thing.
Right. But you were allowed to hit people now. You were also allowed to, in a way, if you were coy about it, you could retaliate. If somebody dove it, now dive at the knee of a quarterback. You get thrown out of the game.
Yeah, but
you get suspended.
But
whereas in your day, Brady would get fubar'd or hit.
I think that's amazing. I really think it's like humorous that like the league is protecting the players from themselves. You guys are emotionally unstable, so I can't allow you to do this because it'll just get out of hand. I can't have chaos.
Is that a bad thing? You've been in a lot of locker rooms.
I'm saying the guys who can't handle it, they get penalized for it. Listen, if you do this, listen, the rules are the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I think the taunting rule, I think it ends up being subjective sometimes. And some guys are real.
But that's another part of it, too.
They're real, like, quick. Like NBA refs, some of them are, you know. And I just say, and there's, how do you really kind of draw the line? And since they can't draw the line and it's gray, they just remove it altogether. That's what I think they do. They just, we can't really.
Well, you don't know how refs are going to react, so you almost have to take it off the table, do you not?
No, that's my point. They just say, listen, even like the throat slashing wasn't necessarily, it wasn't pissing other players off. It was just kind of just gross, right? And it was like a bad look for the league.
That's more
so
of
nobody,
the.
If you sacked the quarterback and somebody went like this after a win, nobody was like, did you see what he did?
But you know what, though? But that is, from the global view of the league, that's the other thing they're worried about,
too. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
yeah. They are making it appealable to everyone, and they don't want it looking like, you know, some out-of-control, just hectic situation, like some crazy rally.
Well, and it's working from the business end. I mean, I know it isn't perfect, and we would love to be able to have a little bit of extra antagonism, but to the point, I think the owners are worried of, we don't want any, no blood on the hands. Well, no more blood on the hands, especially when it comes to advertisers. Like, and it was more of the grabbing your crotch, throat slash, yeah, that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I don't know if giving the players freedom. We're about to find out in Foxborough, too, by the way. The whole, you know, things are different. You have a little more freedom. Welcome to the new New England Patriots.
To your left, you will see the mural that was inspired by a local artist showing Gerard Mayo holding, yeah. And to the right, you will see the brand new $24 million new Chuck E. Cheese with a new elevated animatronic, you know, band.
Help yourself to some free lemon water as you enter the building.
Please take a cool towel and wipe your face from the sweat and the heat.
There'll be somebody like that walks around like when you're on an international flight. Would you like a towel?
That's right.
Would you like a towel?
Hot towel.
Hot towel. Hot towel, anybody?
Do you like the hot towel on the flight?
I love the hot towel.
You do?
Love it. Love it. When you're about to land, best thing ever.
I got to say, for the whole, like, washing your hands and stuff like that, they bring you the hot towel.
Listen, if I go to, like, a rib joint, like, I love the little hot towel that they bring. I like the wet wipes. Give me those and I'm happy.
Well, you use those for other reasons. Jeez. We'll leave that stand alone. Are You Done is next.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier.
On WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com. Now, it's time for...
Are you done? Are you done?
Are you done?
Are you done? You done, right? You done, right? Are you done? Are you done?
On Gresh and Fourier.
For those of you who saw on Twitch, the little crossover there with me and Fourier talking about the things that I should not send in the text string, like decapitations and things of that nature. I just send Nick once a week a photo of my teeth with no bridge, and it freaks him out.
And that's why my notifications for you are off.
Fourier, I know that we thought we were going to do something about you for Are You Done?
Oh.
But we're not.
Good. Skip me.
We're gonna push this to tomorrow.
You got something better than me?
Well, and Billy is going to have to help me with this because we got a package.
Who got a package?
We did.
In the mail?
Yeah.
Really?
Billy, Billy, who was the gentleman that sent this in?
It was Jim and Milford.
So Jim and Milford sent over some hats.
Of?
Well, why don't you read it? So you tried to make some, because okay. The Huck Tua thing went viral. We're over 470,000 views on that on YouTube or whatever, and da-da-da. So, of course, with Huck Tua taking over, Jim created a hat.
Oh, jeez.
And it's wait, part right and part wrong.
I was going to say, because it feels like it's part wrong.
Yeah, it says the morning show, Huck and Tua, 10-2 WEEI, don't spit on that show. It's a great try. And you know,
you got to give him that Huck.
So he sent over four hats, one for each of us on the show.
I love the initiative.
I do too.
I mean, thank you for thinking of us. I totally appreciate it. But now I'm like, okay, do I just scratch out the morning show? Because, you know, because we're not the morning show. We mean, because you're right.
Well, we do start in the morning, though.
We start really early. It takes a lot of work and energy and time to get the show.
Oh, no, but even we're on 10 to 2. Those are morning hours.
True. So you're saying, okay, we'll give it a go. We'll give it a go. And I do have a Huck Tua update for tomorrow, by the way. That'll be part of Big Deal.
No, oh, tomorrow? Really?
Oh,
you do?
Yeah. Let me tease that right now. Yeah. Let me see. So
great job by, was it Jim again?
Let's see how this looks. Let me see.
I love where he got these made. I saw it on here.
Taiwan?
No. It came from someone in Jamaica, New York. It just said Peter. So the return address, if you were to send it back, it goes to Peter. There you go.
There we go.
That's it.
Don't spit on that. Don't spit on that show.
So, are you going to take one home? We have to leave a few in studio, don't we?
Well, I left mine hanging right here because I like to kind of build a whole little set.
My you like to set. Build a whole set?
It's like a little visual cues. You know, I got my Hardometer. Now I got my hat right here.
Oh,
I got my old one of my old football cards over there on the wall. Wow, you're making a lot of noise over there.
Trying to open this thing.
Dude, don't use your teeth. What's wrong with you?
They're fly out.
They're not. They're glued in.
I know. Well, they,
yeah, but
they're cemented in.
Oh, that's scary.
I was going to say, that was the one thing I would not be doing if I was you.
No,
but
I was just trying to leave one of these. I don't know. Put one right there, maybe.
There you go.
Like that. There we go.
We'll get somebody talking about it.
Oh, here. And somebody was like, show the hat. So there we go. We'll give it a little love. There we
go. Terp. Check it out, Terp.
Yeah, there it is.
Hawk and Tua.
Which is pretty funny.
Which one am I? Am I Hawk or Tua?
Oh, you're clearly Tua.
I'm Tua.
Yeah, I would think that if anyone would be close to Road Warrior Hawk, it would be me. Because I even know who Road Warrior Hawk is.
Okay,
if you remember the Legion of Doom and the Road Warriors, the guys with the Mohawks and everything, Hawk was the guy who had some substance abuse issues and
what a surprise.
Might have thrown someone off a cliff at one point in time.
Well, that's more than that's a lot.
That's murder, brother.
Yeah.
That's assault,
that's
brother.
That's a serious offense.
So, how about that? Free gear sent in for us on the morning show.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Wiggy will be all fired up to see that hat.
Even, what does this even mean?
What is
Hawk and Tua?
What is Tua? You mean
the quarterback?
Somebody sent him a hat about a quarterback?
I don't get it.
We had Wiggs all fired up in the crossover today well.
Wish we could play that one.
Oh, Eastern Michigan will 2025. They'll be the team of the year in college football. That is it for us. We are done. Terp produced it on the video side. Chicken Nick and Billy produced it on the radio side. So if something went wrong, blame them. Jones and Mego have Rob Bradford coming up at 4:30 today. We will talk to Andy Hart tomorrow when we see you bright and early at 10 a.m.
Thank you for listening.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI
and streaming on WEEI.com. Now, it's time for...
Are you done? Are you done?
Are you done?
Are you done? You done, right? You done, right? Are you done? Are you done?
On Gresh and Fourier.
For those of you who saw on Twitch the little crossover there with me and Fourier talking about the things that I should not send in the text string, like decapitations and things of that nature... I just send Nick once a week a photo of my teeth with no bridge, and it freaks him out.
And that's why my notifications for you are off.
Fourier, I know that we thought we were going to do something about you for Are You Done?
Oh.
But we're not.
It's good. Skip me.
We're gonna push this to tomorrow.
You got something better than me?
Well, Billy is going to have to help me with this because we got a package.
Who got a package?
We did.
In the mail?
Yeah.
Really?
Billy, Billy, who was the gentleman that sent this in?
It was Jim and Milford.
So Jim and Milford sent over some hats.
Of?
Well, why don't you
let me see.
Read it? So you tried to make some, because okay. Our the Huck Tua thing went viral. We're over 470,000 views on that on YouTube or whatever and da-da-da. So, of course, with Hawk Tua taking over, Jim created a hat.
Oh, jeez.
And it's part right and part wrong.
I was going to say,
because
feels like it's part wrong.
Yeah, it says the morning show, Hawk and Tua, 10 to 2 WEEI, don't spit on that show. It's a great try. And you know,
you got to give him that Hawk.
So he sent over four hats, one for each of us on the show.
I love the initiative.
I do too.
I mean, thank you for thinking of us. I totally appreciate it. But now I'm like, okay, do I just scratch out the morning show? Because it's, you know, because we're not the morning show. We mean, because you're right.
Well, we do start in the morning, though.
We start really early. It takes a lot of work and energy and time to get the show.
Oh no, but even we're on 10 to 2. Those are morning hours.
True. So you're saying, okay, we'll give it a go. We'll give it a go. And I do have a Hawk 2 update for tomorrow, by the way. That'll be part of Big Deal.
No, oh, tomorrow?
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah. Let me tease that right now. Yeah. Let me see. So
great job by, was it Jim again?
Let's see how this looks. Let me see.
I love where you got these made. I saw it on here. It did,
Taiwan?
No. It came from someone in Jamaica, New York. It just said Peter. So the return address, if you were to send it back, it goes to Peter. There you go.
There we go.
That's it.
Don't spit on that. Don't spit on that show.
So, are you going to take one home? We have to leave a few in studio, don't we?
Well, I left mine hanging right here because I like to kind of build a whole little set.
You like to build a whole set?
It's like a little visual cues. You know, I got my heartometer. Now I got my hat right here. One of my old football cards over there on the wall. Wow, you're making a lot of noise over there.
Trying to open this thing.
Dude, don't use your teeth. What's wrong with you?
They're fly out. They're not. They're glued in.
I know. Well, they,
yeah, but
or they're cemented
out.
In.
Oh, that's scary.
I was going to say, that was the one thing I would not be doing if I was you.
No, I was just trying to leave one of these. I don't know. Put one right there, maybe.
There you go.
Like that. There we go.
We'll get somebody talking about it.
Oh, here. And somebody was like, show the hat. So there we go. Give it a little love. There we go.
Terp. Check it out, Terp.
Yeah, there it is.
Hawk and Tua.
Which is pretty funny.
Which one am I? Am I Hawk or Tua?
You're clearly Tua.
I'm Tua.
Yeah, I would think that if anyone would be close to Road Warrior Hawk, it would be me. Because I even know who Road Warrior Hawk is.
Okay,
if you remember the Legion of Doom and the Road Warriors, the guys with the Mohawks and everything, Hawk was the guy who had some substance abuse issues and
what a surprise.
Might have thrown someone off a cliff at one point in time.
Well, that's more than that's a lot.
That's murder, brother.
Yeah.
That's assault, brother.
That's a serious offense.
So, how about that? Free gear sent in for us on the morning show.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Wiggy will be all fired up to see that happen.
What does this even mean?
What is
Hawk and Tua?
What is Tua? You mean
the quarterback?
Somebody sent him a hat about a quarterback? I don't get it. We had Wigs all fired up in the crossover today as well.
Wish we could play that one.
Oh, Eastern Michigan will 2025. They'll be the team of the year in college football. That is it for us. We are done. Terp produced it on the video side. Chicken Nick and Billy produced it on the radio side. So if something went wrong, blame them. Jones and Mego have Rob Bradford coming up at 4:30 today. We will talk to Andy Hart tomorrow when we see you bright and early at 10 a.m.
Thank you for listening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.